Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Thursday to you. Yeah, we made it to Thursday. Congratulations. Pat yourselves on the back. I don't know if you had a choice in the matter, but I guess you did. Either way, you got a choice to be here, and you are. So thank you very much. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And I'm happy that you're here hanging out. We've had a busy show already. We talked about Frank Vogel being fired as head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Yeah, he only lasted one season. He has four more years left on his deal. The Suns are a mess. Booker, Durant, Beal, what a mess. Patrick Beverley suspended four games for throwing a ball at a fan twice. Also being a jerk in the locker room. The Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers are getting ready to play in Boston in a few minutes. Celtics trying to take a 2-0 series lead. Tonight, how about this? The Dallas Mavericks against the Oklahoma City Thunder. We don't know the status of Luka Doncic. Not looking good for him with the knee. And then so much news even earlier in the day. Rick Carlisle, head coach of the Indiana Pacers, blamed the referees last night and whined and cried. It's just a lot to get into and for us to discuss as we continue on. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 158, and a smart speaker by asking it to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to be a part of the show, the phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. So much more news. We got Neighbors and Daniels, former LSU teammates, now on different teams. New York Giants and then also Washington. These guys are making bets, talking about their bets publicly, wild stuff. The Hornets, how about this? They got a new head coach. Nobody's talking about them. And Charles Lee is coming over to take over from the Celtics bench. So we got a lot to get into. But let's just get this the hell up on out the way right now. Last night, as I exited the studio, as Hickey exited the studio, the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers were in action in Madison Square Garden. Hickey, when we left here yesterday, Jalen Brunson had just returned to the floor. The New York Knicks were in the process of storming back, and you just had to wonder how the hell they were going to hold up because OG Anunoby went down with a hamstring injury, and the New York Knicks end up winning the game 130-121. Brunson finishes with 29 points, 24 of these points in the second half, because he had to exit early with a foot problem. And I say to myself, how the hell are the Knicks going to keep on winning with all of these injuries? Brunson is the star player. Randall has been out for months now with a dislocated shoulder that needed surgery. Mitchell Robinson already had a bad leg and Joel Embiid decided to yank him out the ground. OG Anunoby has a busted hamstring as of last night. He won't play tomorrow. First game in Indianapolis, game three. Bogdanovich has a broken foot. Hickey, am I leaving anybody out? Walt Clyde Frazier, does he have turf toe? Like, what's going on?
Mike Breen, sore throat. Other than that, no, you hit them all, which is a laundry list of injuries.
And let me say again, Jalen Brunson, he didn't want to talk about his foot last night. And we don't know the status of Jalen Brunson's foot. Ironically, and we shared this with you last night as we shared or told you about a few things that took place that day, yesterday in sports history, the New York Knicks won their first title in 1970. And they were pretty much inspired by Willis Reed, their captain, who, despite tearing a muscle in his leg two games prior, decided to step out onto the court and score 4 points to pretty much rally the troops. Walt Clyde Frazier took them the rest of the way. This was to the day. This was yesterday. Walt Clyde Frazier was in attendance as the New York Knicks took a 2-0 series lead against these Pacers. I want you to listen to Coach Thibodeau. This is the head coach of the New York Knicks. People hate this guy's guts. They feel that he drives his players into the ground. He said, man, Jalen Brunson, that little small dude out there, the man who's been dropping 40 points a game like it's nothing. Oh, it's not his physical skills. It's also his mental toughness. It's his brain.
The mental toughness piece is so important. And so the ability to get through things, to be at your best when your best is needed, even when you may not be feeling your best, and that's who he is. So a great leader.
That's right. He wasn't feeling his best. He was gone the whole damn second quarter. We didn't know if he was going to come back. But despite that, Jalen Brunson, he went out there and played on a bum foot. And then after the game, he was asked about it. And of course, he ain't want to say nothing.
I'm all good. And that's it.
Do you remember how it happened?
No, that's one thing I don't know. I just felt a little discomfort. And then went from there.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know his status for tomorrow. I mean, Hickey, I mean, by the time we got to the end of the game and the game was over, maybe last night, he couldn't take off his shoe. We don't know what the hell is going on. We don't know what's going to happen by the time he gets off of the plane. And this is, if Jalen Brunson is done, are these not the G League Knicks?
No Brunson and no Anunoby. Yeah, that they're in trouble. I mean, Alec Burks coming off the bench.
It'd be the Dante DiVincenzo show at that point, right?
Yep. And Josh Hart torpedoing in, and no one really else.
Yeah, Miles McBride, Jericho Sims, like this that team, the team that I just named you, they would win, I don't know, 15 games in a regular season.
Give the Pistons a run for their money.
Oh yeah, can't be worse than Washington and the Pistons, right? But they would be a piece of their mind. Speaking of a piece of their mind, Rick Carlisle, someone who's been coach of the year, someone who won a championship with the Dallas Mavericks, a man who's been coaching as a head coach for the better part now of almost, 20, 25 years? He was not happy yesterday. And he actually blamed the officials. It was reported this morning that Rick Carlisle sent the NBA a memo highlighting 78 missed calls between game one and game two. Now, we already heard about the NBA in game one and Miles Turner, offensive foul, but yeah, we screwed up a couple others. Rick Carlisle had his staff sit down and point out every single play that he feels was not fair to his team. Listen to this. I don't want to call him a crotchety old man because it's mean, but listen to Rick Carlisle, championship-winning head coach. Just throw the referees and the league under the bus.
After game one, we always go through the film, and games where it felt like the whistles weren't balanced, and we pull the clips. There's a way you can submit them to the NBA office, and so there were 29 plays in game one that we thought were clearly called the wrong way. I decided not to submit them because I just felt like we'd get a more balanced whistle tonight. It didn't feel that way. Couple examples, 508 of the third. You know, the whole world knows that Halliburton's got a bad back. And Hart comes up and shoves him in the back. It's all over Twitter right now because a few people have showed it to me. And JB DeRosa's looking right at it. You can see him. He's got vision of the play. And he shoves Ty right in the corner, and there's no whistle. Right in the back. That was shocking. But I can promise you that we're going to submit these tonight. New York can get ready. They'll see them too. You know, I'm always talking to our guys about not making it about the officials. But we deserve a fair shot. There's not a consistent balance, and that's disappointing. Give New York credit for the physicality that they're playing with, but you know, their physicality is rewarded and ours is penalized, just, you know, time after time. You know, I'm just really disappointed. You got to make a stand for your guys. You know, you got to stand up for what's right and what's not right, and that was it.
Is this a basketball game or the civil rights movement? What is this? At least Halliburton with his bad back. And by the way, he's questionable to play tomorrow. He's playing. He bounced back. He had 34 points last night. If we go back to Monday in game one, Halliburton only had 6 points. Nice bounce back for a guy with a bad back. And so you heard Rick Carlisle basically pitch a fit about the officiating. What he did not mention is that his team, they sucked from the free throw line. 10 of 17. What he didn't mention is that the Pacers, when Jalen Brunson went down, they ended up leading 73-63. And then Brunson comes back on a bum foot and drops 24 points in the second half. Y'all couldn't stop him? I mean, you're pitching more of a fit about the officiating than the defense of your own players? I mean, come on, we know the Pacers want to get up and down the court at the expense of what? Playing defense. Maybe you should worry about that instead of the officials, and he is 100% correct. 78 missed calls. The video guy for the Pacers is probably sleeping right now because Rick Carlisle had him up all night pointing out every single call. This is a cop-out. This is an excuse. This is a crybaby. And there's nothing worse than a crybaby. If you're going to get a whooping, take it like a man. A one-legged man. A one-footed man. I made that up. A one-footed man whooped your ass in the playoffs, and you're talking about officiating? Like, how did his players feel about that? It didn't sound that they were too enamored or even wanted to agree with their head coach. T.J. McConnell, who unfortunately wasn't on the court to play defense at certain points of the game. He was asked about the comments made by his coach, and it doesn't sound like T.J. McConnell wants to blame any damn referees.
I mean, we love Rick showing that type of energy on the court, and unfortunate that he got ejected, but that's not the feeling that we have in the locker room. We're not going to sit here and blame officials. We got to be better. It's just that simple. They smashed us on the boards again tonight, and just brought more energy than we did. So we got to fix that.
Oh, so you mean to tell me, TJ, that that's not the reason you lost? Listen to more from Mr. TJ McConnell.
I mean, at the end of the day, we got outplayed. We were right there to win the game. Would I like consistency? More consistency, yeah, but let's not pretend like that's the only reason we lost. We just didn't play good enough. You know, but at the end of the day, it's 2-0. We're going back to Indy, and you know, I like us in any matchup. So I'm not worried. But yeah, we like consistency. Just, you know, I don't think he double dribbled, but if you can overturn that call, why can't you overturn the kick ball? I don't really understand that. But like I said, they outplayed us. So let's not pretend like the refs are the reason we lost. We just got to be better.
That was the ever voice changing Tyrese Halliburton. Hickey, have you heard him have three voices? He does.
I was going to say in past interviews, yeah, but that was just 37 seconds. And at least to me, it sounded like it was one consistent voice.
Maybe when he's a loser, his voice is consistent. I don't know. Possibly.
And I like one voice when he's sad.
Yeah, when he's sad, it's one voice. And then when he's in a good mood, maybe he's multiple personalities. I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean,
multiple voices when he's happy.
Yeah, I mean, in one game, they lost both games. But one game, he scored 6 points. The other, he scored 34. Maybe there is something to it. Either way, why do people always have to preface things with, oh, this wasn't fair and that wasn't fair and we don't know why you did that. Oh, yeah, but then we lost. Just say you lost. Suck it up. And I understand this from Rick Carlisle's perspective. He's the head coach. You want to know what the head coach is going to do? He's going to be an advocate for his players. His players aren't going to go out there for the most part. They're not going to make excuses. They're not going to whine. They're not going to cry. They don't want to be called crybabies. And so if somebody has to bite the bullet and be criticized, it's going to be the head coach. And quite frankly, what Rick Carlisle is doing here, someone who's coached in the NBA as a head coach for about 25 years now, been coaching in the league longer than that, played in the league, he's lobbying. He's playing the game. Rick Carlisle is out here right now just trying to make sure that by the time the Pacers get back to Indianapolis, that the referees are blowing a whistle for everything. And I'm saying to myself, damn, do y'all not have enough of an advantage? Do the Indiana Pacers not have enough over the New York Knicks right now? The last I looked, let me run through this again. Jalen Brunson, bum foot. Julius Randle, out for the season. Mitchell Robinson, out for the season. Bogdanovich, out for the season. OG Anunoby, not playing with a bum hamstring. Mitchell Robinson, I think I said it already, done. Bogdanovich, busted foot. And what you need to do now is go home and whine and bitch and complain? Like, stop it. Like, don't complain about the referees. You're already playing a team that is shorthanded. And you want to complain? Like, stop. I saw a logo today of the Pacers that someone recreated that included a pacifier. Rick Carlisle, I understand you're playing the, well, we need the referees to pay attention game. But if you can't beat these New York Knicks, then your team doesn't deserve to win at all. Suck it up and shut up. Tell your team to go out there and rebound. Tell them to play defense. Tell them to hit a free throw and relax. Rick Carlisle took it a step further. He even dug into the old bag of tricks. And he's like, wait a minute. We're playing the Knicks. But yeah, we're playing against the New York Knicks. And we're just the Pacers. Listen to this man.
You know, small market teams deserve an equal shot. They deserve a fair shot. No matter where they're playing.
Oh, stop. Spare me. Help me out. A matter of fact, help me. Small market teams need help. I mean, you're in Indianapolis, right? I mean, is he missing something? Did I miss something? I mean, a couple of years ago, there was this team. They were called the Milwaukee Bucks. They won a championship, right? They're small market. You know, Denver is a huge city. I'm not going to call Denver New York. There was a guy named LeBron James, and I get it, it's LeBron James, but the last time I looked, Cleveland is not a small city. Hey, there was a team that was a dynasty before then. I don't know if Rick Carlisle is familiar with them. He should. There's a team called the San Antonio Spurs. They had a guy named Tim Duncan for the better part of 20 years. All they did was win. Cut the crap with the small market this. If you're good and you got a star player, then there's nothing to complain about. Nobody was complaining when Tim Duncan was busting ass or when Kawhi Leonard showed up and helped them. Nobody was complaining then about small market. LeBron James drafted by the Cavaliers, hometown Cavaliers. Nobody complained. Oh, small market. Spare us. Stop the whine and stop the complaining. If you lose to the New York Knicks, it's your own damn fault. And if you needed to whine to the officials to get the job done, I hope the Boston Celtics whoop your ass on out of the playoffs. Come on, coach, you know better than this. You've won a championship. Coach the game on the court and don't try to coach the game in the media. You're trying to beat a one-legged man in an ass-whooping contest and you're losing to the New York Knicks. Do better. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. 27. When we come back from break, there's something else going on in New York City. I don't know if it's a good idea or a bad idea for one of the Giants' new receivers to talk about a bet that he made. We'll discuss this on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Boston Celtics not wasting any time at home. If you needed any type of indication on, you know, what things would look like, Boston already leads 14-5. I hope they sweep them. Get it over with. Get it over with. Right before we went to break, we talked about a game that took place last night between the New York Knicks, the Indiana Pacers. The Knicks end up winning game 2, 130-121 in Madison Square Garden. The next game will take place tomorrow in Indianapolis. The head coach of the Pacers, Rick Carlisle, did a lot of complaining and lobbying last night about the lack of calls. He's looking for calls in the next game, not happy with the officiating. It had more emphasis on that as opposed to his team's defense or their rebounding or the fact that they couldn't beat a team that was missing their best player for an entire quarter. Giving up and blowing a 10-point lead. That wasn't the emphasis. It was referees. Because, of course, you got to blame somebody else. You can never look in the mirror and go out there and just blame yourself. Can't do that. A little too tough. Anyway, I told you before the break we were going to talk about a guy and his friend having to deal or do with New York, and we'll get to that, okay? If you had no idea, Malik Nabers and Jaden Daniels, they may have opened up their mouths too much. They may have been a little too frank and honest about their relationship in a wager that they have placed with each other. But I want to spend more time on that. We'll do that at the top of the hour. So give me 30 minutes and we're going to get into Malik Nabers and Jaden Daniels about, like, what are they doing? They're making a bet. And we also have a little bit of entertainment news as it relates to Shohei Ohtani and his former interpreter, because it looks like we might have a television show on our hands. But we'll get there next hour, get into some college football as well. I got to get this out the way since we're on the lane of coaches right now. congratulations to the new head coach of a team that is absolute trash to watch, the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte Hornets have themselves a new head coach. They pilfered him here. Well, pilfered him from the Celtics. He's an assistant. His name is Charles Lee. The Hornets decided to hire him earlier today, and he said he's ready to go. This is what he told them on a Hornets social media account.
Every day we have an opportunity to get better. And so whatever that consists of for every player, we have to attack it and be obsessed with daily improvement. The biggest thing that it's always going to come down to, I think, is how competitive are we going to be? And that's a mental competitiveness, a physical competitiveness, and then also the component of how much are we going to do this for one another.
All right, sure. He's an assistant coach. Maybe you've never heard of him. I didn't hear about him until last week. Yeah, he's a new head coach, okay? He's going to be there a while because he ain't coaching no ridiculous superstar, or at least the superstar that's there, LaMelo Ball, can never stay healthy. And so congratulations to Charles Lee, new head coach of the Charlotte Hornets. Between him and I guess Brandon Miller is something to build around. I don't know. And then Miles Bridges is a free agent. Hopefully he doesn't commit any crimes between now and the free agent period. Hickey, when's the last time you watched a Hornets game?
Oh, I mean, weren't they in the play-in? Was it last year?
I don't know, man.
I think it was last year. So that's the case. In the play-in tournament, I watched them. There we go.
You know you suck when Michael Jordan quits on you. Like Michael Jordan says, man, I'm not doing this crap. I'm selling. I'm out of this crap. I'm not doing this. I don't take Michael Jordan as a quitter, and certainly it was a business decision. But damn, Michael Jordan said, I'm not doing this anymore. He's hanging out in NASCAR now. It's like, I got better things to do than watch LaMelo Ball try to be healthy. Michael Jordan, another thing that he failed at. So he can succeed. There you go. Anyway, speaking of owners, I know yesterday we had a chance to chat about this this roast of Tom Brady, which was very crass. I mean, there were Aaron Hernandez jokes. There were jokes about Tom Brady and his divorce. It just a little dark. I'm not going to say I was surprised, but at one point during the course of the event, Bill Belichick was on the stage with the owner of the New England Patriots, his former boss, and Robert Kraft. They had a toast. They took a shot together, and everything looked fine. But before they started filming on Netflix, the guys were in the back, and apparently Bill Belichick was holding court because we know how social he is away from football, right? He's the life of the party. Well, he was very social with his former players, the Randy Mosses and the Gronkowskis of the world, until his former boss, Robert Kraft, walked in. You want to know who explained this and told the world? Julian Edelman. Why? Because he, like Patrick Beverly and Gilbert Arenas and Trey Young and everybody else, he has his own podcast. Listen.
Tension in that room, though.
It was. It was real.
Good cut.
It was very real. It was very real.
I was so awkward. I was like, I was watching Coach, and I tried to give Coach a heads up. I'm like, I see Kraft walk in. I'm like, yo, Coach. You know, like, you know, some locker room, like 5-0, 5-0. You know, like, he did. Of course, he didn't see it,
right?
And right. He came in, and I was like, oh, this could be some fireworks. I just walked away.
I can't blame him. What else? The guy basically got fired. Why the hell does he want to hang out with his old boss for? And then the one thing that they joked about, Tom Brady was mad at. They made the massage joke. Tom Brady was upset about that. You want to know, Hickey, who did that? It was Jeff Ross, the comedian, made the massage joke, right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Jeff Ross.
Could you imagine? I would have died laughing. Could you imagine if Bill Belichick made that joke?
Now, you want to talk about that? That would have been tremendous theater.
Oh, my God. Oh, now that, the whole damn roast would have been worth it if Bill Belichick made that joke. He wouldn't have it with somebody. He didn't get hired this year. There were the rumors about Robert Kraft warning Arthur Blank not to hire him. I mean, if Bill Belichick made a massage parlor joke to Robert Kraft, then he would be nuclear. He'd never have a job again. He'd be cooked. He'd be on television with Pat McAfee every week. And I don't know if you're Bill Belichick, is that the worst thing? I'm sure you want to catch Shula. It's starting to seem more and more unlikely, but yeah, Bill Belichick's sense of humor. Anyway, congratulations to Charles Lee. That's a punishment, by the way, Hickey. Unless Brandon Miller, and he's a great player, great shooter. I get it. There's only but so many jobs in the NBA. Coaching the Hornets just appears to be crap. And I know Rick Carlisle went on his rant and his tangent about small market teams and you need to give them a chance too. And Michael Jordan owned the Charlotte Hornets. Like, what else do we need? It's even more proof and evidence that, hey, sometimes you, your team, and management, y'all just suck. Stop looking for an excuse to blame somebody else. Maybe the Patriots won't suck now with Mayo and May. A lot of M's up in New England. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of the AFC East and the Patriots, it appears that there's a quarterback in the division who might get himself a new contract. We're going to talk about that QB on the other side of the break. We're going to get into Malik Nabers probably sharing too much information about his finances and what he does with his money, gambling.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, Hickey, we were talking about the Hornets. You decided to play the music of a loser?
Right? Exactly right. I figured it stayed on theme.
That's Drake, isn't it, Drake? I know Drake.
Nice for what? Look at you.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar just torched him. How many diss records did they put out amongst, like, five diss records? Six?
Something like that, yeah. I've honestly lost track. It's been coming fast here.
Yeah, it's just, I think Drake needs to relax. No more diss records. Just make club music and make people happy music and stay away from Kendrick Lamar. I think that'd be a good idea. I see that they put out so many records dissing and going at each other that the WWE has said, hey, come here and fight it out. So anyway, we'll see if they come to blows. Unlikely. Just keep it on wax or digitally on MP3. Whatever the hell you call it nowadays, keep it there. Speaking of losers, I'm sorry. My apologies in advance to all the fans of the Miami Dolphins. I think I've made it clear plenty of times how I feel about Tua Tagovailoa. I actually like Tua Tagovailoa as a quarterback in the NFL. I didn't like it when we had to think about his injuries coming out of college in Alabama and people are giving him crap. How's his hip going to hold up? How's his body going to hold up? Well, he's too small to play and be reliable. And then he gets to the NFL and he has the head injuries. And it's just bad. And then Tua Tagovailoa, he busts out. I mean, last year he led the league in passing, almost 4,600 yards. He helps lead the Miami Dolphins back to the postseason. And then they go to the postseason. And what happens after that? Let's just say they get smashed by the Chiefs. 26-7. Tua Tagovailoa, who had an excellent year. Tua Tagovailoa ends the year with a dud. The man goes out there, has one touchdown. He's playing his ass in the cold, shows up in a hat and coat and scarves and, I don't know, an igloo, whatever the hell else you would need in cold weather. That's what Tua showed up in. And they lost. And Tua said, yeah, it was cold. Of course it was. Unfortunately for Tua, when the temperature is at or around 40 degrees or less, he has a record of 0-6. He's a loser. Now, having said that, when you're Tua Tagovailoa and you're basically coming towards the end of your contract,
drafted fifth overall in the 2020 draft, it's D-Day for the Dolphins. What do you do with this man into the future? Forget his fifth-year option. How much are you going to pay this guy past then? What does he want for you? What has he done? I mean, it was only about more than a year ago where there were conversations where Tua Tagovailoa told everybody, yeah, I love football. I'm going to keep on playing. But, yeah, I had to consider retirement for the betterment of my own health. We saw Tua Tagovailoa on the ground in a fencing position, out cold, body not responding. That's what we saw with our own eyes. So Tua Tagovailoa has a bounce back year. And now they're talking money. A matter of fact, I want you to take a listen to this because Jeremy Fowler, he's on ESPN, and he said they're talking about Tua getting paid.
Well, Matt, I'm told the negotiations have begun in earnest. The Dolphins have at least gotten the ball rolling. Typically what happens is team makes a contract offer, the player counters, and then they go from there and see if they can find a sweet spot. So the next 3 months will be crucial. My sense is this has not graduated to something that's imminent. But the Dolphins are pretty committed to this. Their actions this offseason say that they're going to pay him. They've scaled back a lot of the big money contracts, cutting players like Xavier Howard. So they want to do this. They wanted Tua to prove that he could have a fully healthy season and produce. He did that, 4,600-plus yards, 11 wins. So this could be the path of least resistance among all these quarterbacks that could sign deals around the league.
Okay. Am I supposed to believe that? Okay, yeah, they're going to sign him, and he did talk about the money. Christian Wilkins is now gone, did not resign him. He is now a member of the Raiders. And this is where things get tricky. Because when you think about the current quarterbacks in the NFL, when you look all around at the money that guys are making, Joe Burrow is making the most per year at $55 million. Justin Herbert, drafted right there in 2020 with Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert is making 52. Lamar Jackson, 52. Jalen Hurts, 51. Kyler Murray, a mistake, making 46. Deshaun Watson making 46. Kirk Cousins making 45. Mahomes, 45. Josh Allen, 43. Matthew Stafford, 40. Dak is 40. We know Dak is eligible for a new contract. And then we start moving into even more of a little bit of a loserville. Daniel Jones, $40 million. Derek Carr, $37 million. Hickey, I want to throw this to you. If you are the Miami Dolphins and you look at somebody like Justin Herbert, who's drafted right there with Tua, you look at a Kyler Murray, a Deshaun Watson, and what the hell do you pay Tua per year? You can't push him into the 50s. Kyler Murray is making 46, and we know Kyler Murray is, now I know he's happy now with Marvin Harrison Jr., but he hasn't been healthy. This will be his first full season coming back healthy instead of rehabbing. What the hell would you give Tua, like, on an average basis?
Nothing.
Damn.
Have him play out the fifth-year option this year and keep your options open. You cannot give him 40 mil and above. He ain't it. You said it before. The guy can't win in cold weather. The Dolphins are going to play a lot of cold weather games in the playoffs. You can't have a guy making $40, $45, $50 million a year where he is basically two different guys at home and on the road.
I think the Miami Dolphins are in too deep, though, man. I think they are in so deep right now. Like, you would just blow it up. You would say, hey, we're not going to win with Tua. Let's start over. You're going to have to look for that quarterback. At least you know Tua is good. At minimum, he's going to be a top 15 quarterback. If Tua walks out the door, they could be in the abyss for the next forever. I think it's too risky. I think they're stuck unless, I don't even say unless he has an injury. I just think you got to lock him up because you don't know what's on the other side. It could get real ugly.
But why do you got to blow it up? You know, like, he has a fifth-year option. I wouldn't go past that. And if he plays well and there's not a lot of good options, franchise him. Like, they have tools where they can keep him around for 2 or 3 years. kind of do what the, you know, what Washington will say Kirk did with Cousins? Kirk Cousins, where they went year by year. And, like, if Kirk, I mean, if Tua's not there, like, that's a really attractive landing spot for another quarterback. You know, you have Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Mike McDaniel's proven to be an offensive whiz kid. Like, if you're a guy right now, maybe unhappy in your situation, like, if you find out the Dolphins quarterback job is open, I think you'll be getting a lot of calls of guys wanting to get traded to Miami.
Yeah, but it's not the NBA. It's not Kevin Durant. Like, if you're a good QB, you're probably in a good situation already, right? Like, what? You're going to end up with a scrap. You're going to end up with a, I don't know, the second version of Geno Smith who comes on and helps solve a team. It's some tough going out here. All of the decent QBs ain't going anywhere. Joe Burrow not moving. Herbert not moving. Jackson not moving. Hurts not moving. Watson not moving. Kirk Cousins might retire. No time soon. Josh Allen not moving. Mahomes, we know what that is. Dak Prescott?
He could be available.
Hickey, you know what? You got a point. You got a point. You changed my mind here.
I like the actually.
No,
part about that.
No, I had to go, yeah, Dak. I mean, he's having his own contract discussions. I think about what the hell he's going to get paid. And I just, I don't know. It's a good one. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Woolie's here from South Carolina. Woolie, you got to go quick. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
I'm going to go quick, brother. How about Lenoris Sellers, our stud quarterback for the University of South Carolina Gamecocks, the USC, and I'm going to get off the line.
What about him?
He's a sophomore, and he is a stud. He can throw the ball 60, 65 yards. He can run. He's a bad man.
And you're asking me about – you think I've seen him play?
Well, no, I know you have not. Right. But I'm just saying.
Okay.
Watch out, SEC. Here comes South Carolina.
Well, thank you, Woolie.
Go get us, brother.
Thank you for the random thought. I appreciate you. Well, Hickey, that was a polite call from South Carolina. I had South Carolina mad at me for a while, but I'll take that one. That's good.
I don't want to say Woolie, you know, chickened out, but when he called and I was talking to him, he wanted to give a hot take. He wanted to say that he was going to win the Heisman Trophy this year. I don't know why Woolie forgot to mention that, but he wanted to call a shot. Not just put the SEC on alert, but he was claiming right now, flag planted in the ground, he's going to win the Heisman Trophy in 2024.
South Carolina.
What do you think about that?
I think South. Well, I know South Carolina sucked last year. That much I know. Okay, that part I knew, and I also know Spencer Rattler was the QB. And so, how the hell am I? I didn't want to watch them in the first place. How the hell am I going to see this guy? And so what? I mean, a guy can throw far and he can run. So what are we judging this on? Everybody just woke up and heard about Jaden Daniels and thinks that you can just roll out of bed and win a Heisman. Not that easy. Slow down, man. Telling me about the Gamecocks, and what month are we in? In May? You're still drunk off the spring game, I guess. Relax. Take it easy. Win 10 games first. Beat Georgia. Do something. I don't know. Relax. Take it easy. Hickey, is it Thursday or Friday? It's Thursday, right?
It is Thursday, which some will say it's a thirsty Thursday.
Is that what they call it now?
It's what some cool people call it.
It's like, hey, I'm almost here on Friday. I can, BS my way through work. So let me make happy hour on Thursday and get drunk on Friday, right? Is that what people do?
That's it.
Not me, because it's 8 p.m. Eastern time here almost. So can't be drunk on air. Not at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side of the break, hey, speaking of some former college players, let's take a look at this one. We got two dudes who were just drafted into the NFL, letting the whole world know how much they plan on gambling, or that they are gambling. Sounds like a bad idea, or is it? Also, because the Suns want to fire their head coach, we're going to have a chat with Dana Scott from the Arizona Central. The Sun, don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, Hickey, we were talking about the Hornets. You decided to play the music of a loser?
Right? Exactly right. I figured it stayed on theme.
That's Drake, isn't it? Drake? I know Drake.
Nice for what? Look at you.
Yeah. Kendrick Lamar just torched them. How many diss records did they put out amongst, like, 5 diss records? 6?
Something like that, yeah. I've honestly lost track. It's been coming fast here.
Yeah, it's just, I think Drake needs to relax. No more diss records. Just make club music and make people happy music and stay away from Kendrick Lamar. I think that'd be a good idea. I see that they put out so many records dissing and going at each other that the WWE has said, hey, come here and fight it out. So anyway, we'll see if they come to blows. Unlikely. Just keep it on wax or digitally on MP3. Whatever the hell you call it nowadays, keep it there. Speaking of losers, I'm sorry. My apologies in advance to all the fans of the Miami Dolphins. I think I've made it clear plenty of times how I feel about Tua Tagovailoa. I actually like Tua Tagovailoa as a quarterback in the NFL. I didn't like it when we had to think about his injuries coming out of college in Alabama and people are giving him crap. And how's his hip going to hold up? How's his body going to hold up? Well, he's too small to play and be reliable. And then he gets to the NFL and he has the head injuries. And it's just, they're just bad. And then Tua Tagovailoa, he busts out. I mean, last year he led the league in passing, almost 4,600 yards. He helps lead the Miami Dolphins back to the postseason. And then they go to the postseason, and what happens after that? Let's just say they get smashed by the Chiefs. 26-7. Tua Tagovailoa, who had an excellent year, Tua Tagovailoa ends the year with a dud. The man goes out there, has one touchdown, is playing his ass in the cold, shows up in a hat and coat and scarves, and I don't know, an igloo, whatever the hell else you would need in cold weather. That's what Tua showed up in. And they lost. And Tua said, yeah, it was cold. Of course it was. Unfortunately for Tua, when the temperature is at or around 40 degrees or less, he has a record of 0-6. He's a loser. Now, having said that, when you're Tua Tagovailoa, and you're basically coming towards the end of your contract, drafted fifth overall in the 2020 draft, it's D-Day for the Dolphins. What do you do with this man into the future? Forget his fifth-year option. How much are you going to pay this guy past then? What does he want for you? What has he done? I mean, it was only about more than a year ago where there were conversations where Tua Tagovailoa told everybody, yeah, I love football. I'm going to keep on playing. But, yeah, I had to consider retirement for the betterment of my own health. We saw Tua Tagovailoa on the ground in a fencing position, out cold, body not responding. That's what we saw with our own eyes. So Tua Tagovailoa has a bounce back year, and now they're talking money. A matter of fact, I want you to take a listen to this, because Jeremy Fowler, he's on ESPN, and he said they're talking about Tua getting paid.
Well, Matt, I'm told the negotiations have begun in earnest. The Dolphins have at least gotten the ball rolling. Typically what happens is team makes a contract offer, the player counters, and then they go from there and see if they can find a sweet spot. So the next 3 months will be crucial. My sense is this has not graduated to something that's imminent, but the Dolphins are pretty committed to this. Their actions this offseason say that they're going to pay him. They've scaled back a lot of the big money contracts, cutting players like Xavier Howard. So they want to do this. They wanted Tua to prove that he could have a fully healthy season and produce. He did that, 4,600-plus yards, 11 wins. So this could be the path of least resistance among all these quarterbacks that could sign deals around the league.
Okay. Am I supposed to believe that? Okay. Yeah, they're going to sign him, and he did talk about the money. Christian Wilkins is now gone, did not re-sign him. He is now a member of the Raiders. And this is where things get tricky. Because when you think about the current quarterbacks in the NFL, when you look all around at the money that guys are making, Joe Burrow is making the most per year at $55 million. Justin Herbert, drafted right there in 2020 with Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert is making 52. Lamar Jackson, 52. Jalen Hurts, 51. Kyler Murray, a mistake, making 46. Deshaun Watson making 46. Kirk Cousins making 45. Mahomes, 45. Josh Allen, 43. Matthew Stafford, 40. Dak is 40. We know Dak is eligible for a new contract. And then we start moving into even more of a little bit of a loserville. Daniel Jones, $40 million. Derek Carr, $37 million. Hickey, I want to throw this to you. If you are the Miami Dolphins and you look at somebody like Justin Herbert, who's drafted right there with Tua, you look at a Kyler Murray, a Deshaun Watson, and what the hell do you pay Tua per year? You can't push him into the 50s. A Kyler Murray is making 46, and we know Kyler Murray is, now I know he's happy now with Marvin Harrison Jr., but he hasn't been healthy. This will be his first full season coming back healthy instead of rehabbing. What the hell would you give Tua, like, on an average basis?
Nothing.
Damn.
Have him play out the fifth-year option this year and keep your options open. You cannot give him 40 mil and above. He ain't it. You said it before. The guy can't win in cold weather. The Dolphins are going to play a lot of cold weather games in the playoffs. You can't have a guy making $40, $45, $50 million a year where he is basically two different guys at home and on the road.
I think the Miami Dolphins are in too deep, though, man. I think they are in so deep right now. Like, you would just blow it up. You would say, hey, we're not going to win with Tua. Let's start over. You're going to have to look for that quarterback. At least you know Tua is good. At minimum, he's going to be a top 15 quarterback. If Tua walks out the door, they could be in the abyss for the next forever. I think it's too risky. I think they're stuck unless, I don't even say unless he has an injury. I just think you got to lock him up because you don't know what's on the other side. It could get real ugly.
But why do you got to blow it up? You know, like he has a fifth year option. I wouldn't go past that. And if he plays well and there's not a lot of good options, franchise him. Like, you know, they have tools where they can keep him around for 2 or 3 years, kind of do what the, you know, what Washington will say Kirk did with Cousins? Kirk Cousins, where they went year by year. And, like, if Kirk, I mean, if Tua's not there, like, that's a really attractive landing spot for another quarterback. You know, you have Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Mike McDaniel's proven to be an offensive whiz kid. Like, if you're a guy right now maybe unhappy in your situation, like, if you find out the Dolphins quarterback job is open, I think you'll be getting a lot of calls of guys wanting to get traded to Miami.
Yeah, but it's not the NBA. It's not Kevin Durant. Like, if you're a good QB, you're probably in a good situation already, right? Like, what? You're going to end up with a scrap? You're going to end up with a, I don't know, the second version of Geno Smith who comes on and helps solve a team? It's some tough going out here. All of the decent QBs ain't going anywhere. Joe Burrow not moving. Herbert not moving. Jackson not moving. Hurts not moving. Watson not moving. Kirk Cousins might retire. No time soon. Josh Allen not moving. Mahomes, we know what that is. Dak Prescott?
He could be available.
Hickey, you know what? You got a point. You got a point. You changed my mind here.
I like the actually.
No,
that's the favorite part about that.
No, I had to go, yeah, Dak. I mean, he's having his own contract discussions. I think about what the hell he's going to get paid. And I just, I don't know. It's a good one. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Willie's here from South Carolina. Willie, you got to go quick. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Now, I'm going to go quick, brother. How about Lenoris Sellers, our stud quarterback for the University of South Carolina Gamecocks, the USC, and I'm going to get off the line.
What about him?
He's a sophomore, and he is a stud. He can throw the ball 60, 65 yards. He can run. He's a bad man.
And you're asking me about you think I've seen him play?
Well, no, I know you have not. Right. But I'm just saying.
Okay.
Watch out, SEC. Here comes South Carolina.
Well, thank you,
go
Willie.
Get us, brother.
Thank you for the random thought. I appreciate you. Well, Hickey, that was a polite call from South Carolina. I had South Carolina mad at me for a while, but I'll take that one. That's good.
I don't want to say Wooly, you know, chickened out, but when he called and I was talking to him, he wanted to give a hot take. He wanted to say that he was going to win the Heisman Trophy this year. I don't know why Wooly forgot to mention that, but he wanted to call a shot. Not just put the SEC on alert, but he was claiming right now, flag planted in the ground, he's going to win the Heisman Trophy in 2024.
South Carolina.
What do you think about that?
I think I know South Carolina sucked last year. That much I know. Okay? That part I knew. And I also knew Spencer Rattler was the QB. And so how the hell am I? I didn't want to watch them in the first place. How the hell am I going to see this guy? And so what? I mean, a guy can throw far and he can run. So what are we judging this on? Everybody just woke up and heard about, Jaden Daniels and thinks that you could just roll out of bed and win a Heisman? Not that easy. Slow down, man. Telling me about the Gamecocks, and what month are we in? In May? You're still drunk off the spring game, I guess. Relax. Take it easy. Win 10 games first. Beat George. Do something. I don't know. Relax. Take it easy. Hickey, is it Thursday or Friday? It's Thursday, right?
It is Thursday, which some will say it's a thirsty Thursday.
Is that what they call it now?
It's what some cool people call it.
It's like, hey, I'm almost here on Friday. I can, you know, BS my way through work. So let me make happy hour on Thursday and get drunk on Friday, right? Is that what people do?
That's it.
Not me, because it's 8 p.m. Eastern time here almost. So can't be drunk on air. Not at all. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side of the break, hey, speaking of some former college players, Let's take a look at this one. We got two dudes who were just drafted into the NFL, letting the whole world know how much they plan on gambling, or that they are gambling. Sounds like a bad idea, or is it? Also, because the Suns want to fire their head coach, we're going to have a chat with Dana Scott from the Arizona Central. The Sun, don't move. The JR Sport Brief Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.